This is Senator Al Simpson. General Manuel Noriega, who had been a fugitive from justice since being tossed out on his can as maximum leader of Panama, is finally in U.S. custody. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, events in Panama have been moving at a pretty fast clip. Our military objectives have all been met: safeguarding of American lives, restoring the elected government and democracy, protecting the integrity of all treaties, and finally apprehending Noriega to face drug charges in the United States. Now comes the even larger task, the rebuilding of the Panamanian economy and the U.S. prosecution of Noriega. Some of the skeptics are predicting great embarrassment for the CIA as the Panamanian marauder goes to trial. Bring him on. We have nothing to hide. Justice and due process are the strengths of our nation.
Al, the peaceful apprehension of General Noriega was a triumph for diplomacy and justice. President Bush, General Thurman, and the U.S. Southern Command and the Vatican diplomats deserve credit for the achievement. The celebrations in Panama, like those on the Berlin Wall and in Eastern Europe, are a sign of new hope for freedom and democracy around the world. Now, as preparations for General Noriega's trial go forward, the world has an opportunity to see American justice at work. The jury is still out, though, on whether the Panama invasion was justified in the first place. The danger is that our massive military intervention has done long-term damage to our foreign policy, our ability to work with other nations in Latin America, and even our goal of achieving lasting democracy in Panama. The idea may be hard for Jingo Gringo Simpson to understand, but imposing democracy under the barrel of a gun goes against America's best ideals. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the administration's excessive restrictions on the biotech industry. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.